And this was something that I have struggled with, and actually feel like I've come to a good answer, at least for myself, with, because my whole career trajectory, I did an MD, PhD. I did very basic neuroscience as a PhD student. And I looked at synapse formation in the hippocampus with advanced microscopy techniques. I loved doing that. I love new tools and technologies to investigate the brain. So that was great, but I always felt this pull towards what are the clinical applications for this, and how can I actually use this to try to help somebody someday. So that's what pulled me back into the clinic, and then I did my psychiatry rotations and loved it. I absolutely loved it, but here's actually a place where we can intervene and do some good in real time as opposed to the long haul that we're going to see in research. So I decided to do residency. Then I came in, and then I was almost completing residency and trying to figure out what kind of research am I going to do, because I love basic neuroscience. I love treating patients. So maybe I need to do clinical research. Maybe that will be, I'll still be doing research, but it will be applicable to humans directly. And so towards the end of my residency, I started to explore that option by choosing a clinical mentor to go along with my basic science mentor. And they were actually already starting a collaboration. So I thought, okay, this is my chance. I am the bridge between the two of these people, and I'll see how that goes. And what I learned over the process of this was that I actually am still more drawn to the basic neuroscience. That is my primary passion, even though I love treating patients. So the way I've managed that tension is to throw myself full force into the basic neuroscience lab, and I have that going. And I have a private practice, and so I see patients a couple of nights a week. And then I still have the clinical research portion of that, but I'm stepping more into a little bit of a supervisory role, and so other people will be carrying out the studies, but then I can still help to direct them and use them, you know, in my mouse models.